Welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I'm Sydney Steele of thelovegeneration.com, and today our guest is Zoe Britton of zoebritton.com. Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Hi, Sydney. I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. So I've got a little bit of a history here of you. You just did your first adult movie.
I did.
Okay. So you did hardcore movie?
I did. It's a hardcore girl movie. Yeah.
All right.
All girls all the time.
So I'm just kind of starting with a bang. Zoe here is a really gorgeous brunette. For any of you who want to check her out, zoebritton.com. She's petite. She's a little bit, a lot of times you, like at her website, I looked and I saw a really gorgeous brunette and I'm thinking she's going to be really tall.
Everybody always
she's
says
so
about
cute.
Me.
She's nice and short and tiny, and that's kind of nice. So it's nice to see a little variety as I'm a tall brunette. So tell us about your first scene. Who is your, is this your first time you've ever been with a girl?
No. So yeah, no.
Just on camera?
Just on camera. Yeah. That was kind of the point. It was like, well, I'm sleeping with her anyways. Might as well do it.
So this is someone you've actually been off camera with too.
I've known her for years. Yes. We've modeled together just in stills and stuff before.
Oh, nice. That's great. So I bet that was chemistry wise. It must be a very hot scene.
Yes, exactly. We knew that we liked each other. We get along very well. Justine Jolie is amazing. She wasn't too gentle with me, but that's okay.
So it was a rougher scene. Tell me the title of your movie.
It's called Drive. It was done by Richard Avery.
Okay.
He's the director. And it was an experience, that's for sure.
All right, so tell me a little bit about Richard Avery.
Richard Avery's silly.
Okay.
he's a pleasure to work with, though, and I was very nervous. Very nervous before I started shooting. I was like literally shaking. I was like, oh my goodness. I've never had sex with so many people in the room just watching. So, but yeah, I calmed down and got tied up and blindfolded and gagged.
Nice.
And started the scene off with a bang, I guess.
That's great. That's one of my favorites, especially in Girl. I got to do one of those once.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice. I was in a straight jacket that was like a tea bag.
Oh, that's hot.
It was really hot. It was
that
nice. So did he let you guys, I'm sure you had to cheat for camera a lot, but was it nice like during the softcore? Did you get to really get into each other, or did you find that it wasn't as romantic or sexual?
No. We really got into each other. I've been doing softcore for a couple of years already, and yeah, it was very sexy. I mean, I was sweating. There's
nice.
Yeah. I came for the camera.
Woohoo. That's awesome. Because a lot of girls probably, well, I know from being in the business for so long that a lot of girls don't even try during Girl, and a lot of girls aren't bisexual. So
yeah, I don't think I was right. See, that's my big problem.
Not gay
that's
for pay.
Right. That's one of the biggest reasons that I haven't done a lot of the hardcore things is because I always say I'm not an actress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was an actress, I'd act, but I'm not. So
yeah, it's hard to do a scene with a girl that's not into it because
exactly.
You really can feel there's no chemistry.
Yeah, and the energy is just, if it's not there, then it's not going to look good to me,
right.
And I don't want to do something that's not going to look good.
Right. So will you work with guys soon?
No, I really don't have any desire. I like guys in my personal life, but same thing. I'm a big chemistry person.
Okay.
So
that's really nice because then I love that because hearing that, it makes me a fan wanting to see your scenes already. I'm excited to get a copy from Mr. Richard Avery when it comes out, please.
I don't count anything out. You know what I'm saying? Like if there was the chemistry there, then it could happen, but I doubt it.
So, right. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly. I'm not making you say for sure she's not, you know, that you might do it. All right. So you used to, or do you still dance?
I still dance. Yes.
Okay.
I still feature dance all over the country.
So you started out, I see you were born in Riverside, California, and then you moved out to Lubbock.
Yes, exactly. I moved to Lubbock before I can remember being in Riverside. I only remember Lubbock, basically. I remember Riverside going back for vacations, visiting family, but
all right.
I'm a Texas girl.
And so you had a friend that kind of went behind your back and started stripping. She took you to clubs.
It was
Tell
my girlfriend. Yes, it was my first girlfriend, actually. We started dating in high school.
Okay.
And she started dancing, and we had always hung out at the strip club. And she started dancing, and she was like, hey, guess what I did when I had went out of town one weekend? I guess she started stripping.
That's awesome. So how old were you when you first had your first lesbian experience?
16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you excited about it beforehand? Like, had you really been into girls when you were younger? I'm not talking underage thing. I'm just careful what I'm talking about.
No,
but
I understand.
Just the visual side.
I had
I
remember having my first crush on a girl when I was 4 years old.
Okay.
Like, you know, the whole, oh, she's so pretty type mm-hmm. of, you know, little kid crush. And it was one of the chicks in the movie Flash Gordon. Absolutely in love with the girl.
Flash.
Yeah. And I used to tell my mom, I'm going to marry that girl. And my mom is really cool. She'd just be like, okay,
that's
honey.
Awesome.
Like, whatever. So, yeah. I guess she was a friend of mine, and there had always been like this sexual tension. And we were actually hanging out with somebody one night, and they were just like, why don't you guys just kiss and get it over with? And so we did, and it kind of just snowballed from there.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I think that really kind of helps. Your story could, the more you mention that in interviews, I think you could really help women out there who aren't sure if they're bi or not. Or, you know what I mean? Because some people,
yeah.
women don't know. They're like, well, I kind of like the fantasy, but I don't know if I want to try it. Or, you know, and you've kind of already, you were luckily solid in your
I was very
desire.
Solid. Yeah, I always knew that I was bisexual, so I guess you could say I'm a lucky one.
Yeah.
I say that women, you know, try it once. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again.
Right, exactly. That's what would my friends say?
And be open-minded about it. Because even if you decide not to do it again, you can still have a lot of fun the one time you do it.
That's great. I love that. It's so true. It is quite a delicacy for sure. So you have a picture of you as a painted butterfly.
I do.
Was that Leroy Roper?
That was Leroy
That's
Roper.
Great. See, I'm from Texas.
I
started out in Dallas. So
oh,
I knew
cool.
Leroy
Very
from
cool.
that. And I yeah. never got my pictures done with him, but I loved him. I would always, especially it was right before I got
so
in the business.
Oh,
and
so
I was like,
fun.
Oh, man,
so
I want to do that. I didn't
get
it done.
So much fun. I can't say enough good things about him. He's awesome. The experience, it's an experience to work with him. It's, you go in, he reads your tarot cards, and then decides what he's going to do with you.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, he's so cool, so laid back. You know, sit there, read your tarot cards, smoke a joint, let's get started.
That's great.
Yeah,
well, it's a picture's
awesome.
Beautiful. So how do you feel about the like the tarot cards? And do you believe in the sixth sense, I guess?
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually read cards myself now.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
So you do
I'm studying
do you like
runes.
Online?
That's my new thing.
Runes? Tell us about what is runes.
Runes, it's like a stone casting, fortune telling type of foreseeing. There's all these stones, and they each have a different symbol on them, and where they fall in the casting is depends on what's supposed to be happening next.
Okay.
Or help you figure out problems that way.
Now, in your scene in your recent movie, tell us the title of that movie again.
It's Drive. It's going to be put out by Penthouse.
Okay, Drive by Penthouse,
mm-hmm.
Directed by James
directed
Avery.
Directed by Richard Avery.
Richard Avery,
yes,
excuse
Richard
me.
Avery.
That's a stone maker, actually, James Avery.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong business. Well, that's great. I'm kind of bouncing around, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, not a problem.
Let's do something fun here. On your website, you have a spot that's send me stuff.
Oh, yeah, just the wish list.
So if I sent you a knockoff Coach bag, would you send it back with a dirty note?
No, not at all. I just, you know, my webmaster was like, yeah, you know, the other girls that I have, they have their wish lists, blah, blah, blah. And if you read mine, it's obviously pretty silly.
It's cute. I love. No, I loved it.
I'm like, thanks. Yeah, I mean, there are some things that I really meant on there, which is like my friend Crystal Waters, who was injured and paralyzed. She has a fund, and that's the only really serious one on the whole thing. Everything else is like a jetpack. And I actually got a nasty fan letter. I guess it would be an anti-fan letter.
There you go.
About the wish list, like, oh, why don't you get a job if you want this stuff? I'm like, I'm asking for a jetpack.
Oh, it's so
like, how serious am I?
I thought it was cute, and I was like, would you send the Coach bag back if it was a knockoff? Because I liked how you said no knockoffs.
Yeah.
So tell us about your friend's fund, just if anyone wants to send money to their fund. What's the...
I wish I had the account number with me. It's with Bank of America.
Okay, so they can go to zoebrighton.com and get the information?
Yeah, actually they can.
Okay.
My webmaster actually helped set up her fund and everything.
And what's her name again?
Crystal Waters.
Okay, so if
she
you
was paralyzed in an accident.
Offer
she was
some
in...
charity love to Zoe Brighton and Crystal Waters.
Yes, please do.
That would be awesome. So tell me about, can I ask you some questions about stripping?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is kind of fun. This is something different.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun for the guys. So let's say step one of a stripper is prospecting the club, right? You're looking for prospects.
Right.
Someone that's going to pay you for a dance.
Right.
Okay. So tell me, what would you do to prepare? How could someone learn from you just by looking? Like, how are you going to pick your client out first?
Well, I guess the obvious thing is who's looking at me.
Okay.
That's, you know, eye contact is always the beginning of something, whatever it may be. So that would be the first thing.
All right. Next is qualifying. So you're going to qualify that person that you might do a dance for. What are the questions that girls might ask to learn about that person, if they're single or married?
Yeah, the basics, you know, where do you live? Because a lot of people travel, like I travel all the time. Other people, businessmen travel all the time. So, you know, where are you from? What do you do for a living? What do you do for fun? You know, just the basics, okay, getting to know you type of things.
How do you overcome objections if someone says not right now? Do you walk away or do you give them a dance?
If somebody says not right now, I usually say, okay, you know, maybe later. You can find me over here or I'll come back and visit you.
Okay. So repeat business. Do you do anything to deliver a big enough fantasy to get them to buy another dance? Or like, I'm kind of like playing around with guys that go to strip clubs, or just for a different idea here from the interview.
Yeah, I would really, I really just try to give my best dance to keep them around.
All right.
I'm a pretty good dancer. I've been doing it for a little while.
So tell me a little trick, like what you do with your body or your look, or tell me something.
Eye contact, once again, is okay, important, because I love strip clubs. I go in as a customer on a regular basis.
Nice.
And I know when I get a dance from a girl and she doesn't even look at me the whole time, there's not a chance in the world I'm going to get another dance from her. You know, mm-hmm, the eye contact. And there's a thing about being close without being all up on somebody either. You know, just the closeness factor, I think, is really important. Little breaths in the ear, all that fun stuff.
Okay. Do you have any signature moves?
Yeah, I guess I do. I do it on my striptease videos, and I do it on the stage. So I do the booty shake.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do it all the time.
Action. So, what are your striptease videos? Where can I get one?
I've done a lot for Peach DVD, Hot Body. Oh goodness, Danny's Hard Drive.
So, what are they actually? It's just you doing a strip.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. Most of the time it's just me by myself doing a strip, or a bunch of girls standing around stripping.
All right.
Light kissing, light touching, nothing more than that. But yeah, they're fun.
Nice and teasing.
Yes,
I like
very
that.
Teasing.
Those are nice,
very
slow
teasy.
Peel off of the clothes, uh-huh, or the touch. That's, I think, that I'm seeing more and more in the adult industry, is that people are allowing, there's so much out there that people are having to get more creative. So they actually are going more into sometimes the slow strip and the touch.
Yeah, I actually had to learn how to start acting and reading lines working for the companies, because they started to get more, okay, we're actually going to have a script, you
right,
know, and renting out roller rinks and cool things like that. So,
how are you on a pole, Zoe?
I'm average. I'm not great on a pole. I'm not real good with heights, so I don't like ever climb to the top and do the crazy things. I do spin, and I can, you know, kick my legs up into the splits and stuff like that on it, but I'm definitely not good. I can name plenty of other girls that are amazing on a pole, so. I love to watch it, though.
Do you crawl the stage with your legs? Do you walk like when your legs are split? Or?
No, I have another signature move that I do that I've never seen anybody else do, and it's when I'm like down, like I'm in doggy, but my chest is flat on the ground, and I swing my hips from side to side and bounce off the stage.
Nice.
Yeah, I like doing that.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that visual.
I do the splits. I can stand up and do the splits.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
I can totally respect that. I've not quite mastered that myself. So
that's my flexibility, is the splits. That's about as far as it goes. But I can do it in a bunch of different ways, so it looks cool.
So in your playtime, when you're not working, we talked about your work. What's your, what makes you excited? What do you do?
Sex. Yeah, sex is good. All kinds of things. I travel even when I'm not traveling for work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just always on the go. I'm hardly ever in one place at one time.
Where's your favorite trips? What makes you really just melt?
Tropical. Anything. Any place tropical. It doesn't matter. I'm not super, super picky.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really fiending to go back to Hawaii right now.
Nice. Which island?
I want to go to the Big Island because I've never been.
All right.
Yeah, I've hit a lot of the other ones, but I've never been to the Big Island. So.
Do you surf?
I do not surf.
Are you going to start?
I might. Yeah. I really, really like to watch surfing, but I've never been brave enough to try it. And I don't scuba either. I only snorkel. I've never tried scuba diving.
Okay, so you've got those are bigger. You've got more equipment,
right,
and a little
exactly.
bit more fear could come along with it.
Yeah,
but you don't
I
seem
like the freedom of snorkeling, though. You know, like yeah. you're not really attached to anything. You can go off in whatever direction you want to, and you can dive if you feel like it, or you can stay on top and just view.
That's nice. Okay, let's see. What else did I have? Tell us about your, do you have any pets?
I do. I have one dog and one cat.
Okay, what's their names?
Damien is my cat, and I've had my cat since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
Yes, and my dog is Duchess.
And what's their, what kind?
They're both mutts. They're both mixtures. My cat is a half Maine Coon, half Himalayan.
Wow.
Yes. And my dog is Border Collie Black Lab mix.
Border Collie Black. Oh, I bet they're cute.
Oh, she's
huh?
really cute. Yeah, yeah. Two fluff balls. That's exactly
what I
have.
Do they sleep with you?
My dog always sleeps at the foot of my bed. She will not get in the bed. She's so crazy. But my cat sleeps in between, like, the way I sleep kind of like the side stomach position. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, legs are shaped like a four. My cat sleeps right in the middle
in
of
the belly. Yeah. Oh, cute. Does she ever climb on your neck?
When he was a kitten, he actually used to sleep like in the crook of my neck in my hair.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, not so much anymore. He's just a lap. He's a lap cat.
Okay. My cat yes. comes in and she'll climb all into my neck and she'll lay across it as I'm sleeping.
Yeah, see, mine used to do that when he, is yours a kitten or?
No, she's like 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. No, mine used to do it when he was little, but now he,
mine
yeah,
still
he
maybe thinks she's
to my
a
lap.
Kitten.
Yeah, maybe he does.
That's right. Well, tell us anything else on at zoebrighton.com that, like in your VIP section, what can people get?
Oh, well, they can see, you know, never before seen photos that aren't anywhere else. They're just on my site. I'm actually starting to put video up. That's the new thing. My site just got completely redesigned. And
looks good. I saw it.
Thank you. Yeah, it just happened like 2 weeks ago.
Perfect. That was good timing for me to get all this information.
Great timing. Yeah. I'm trying to have a lot of fun with it, you know, and do different things. I have even like... not just nudie pictures on there, you know, it's pictures of me going to the convention and hanging out with my friends and stuff like that too. So
okay,
keep everybody interested. Inside look at my life. Zoebrighton, in case you don't know how to
right,
spell
Zoe
it.
Right, Zoe Brighton. All right, well, I am Sydney Steele of thelovegeneration.com.
And thank you, Sydney.
Yeah, you're welcome, zoebrighton.com. And thank you, Julie Land. And have a great day.
You also.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.